USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration aims to knock out international drug cartels.
With the help of the heroes here at Southcom, Coast Guard, CBP, DEA, and law enforcement will work relentlessly to seize illegal drugs, arrest vile traffickers. The traffickers are truly vile.
The president getting a briefing on narcotics at the U.S. Southern Command in Florida. Lawmakers are taking another look at the response to the coronavirus outbreak and the impacts on the United States. New York Republican Congressman Peter King says the best way to address the problem is to beef up community health centers.
That's why I think it's important, and I work with Congressman Rex Clark on this, we have to increase the use of community health centers. To me, you have to have them there in the community where the people living in that community feel safe and secure going to them.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Tropical Storm Faye is bringing heavy rainfall up the mid-Atlantic coast. Faye is currently 40 miles southeast of Cape May, New Jersey, and moving northward at 12 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from Delaware to Rhode Island. There's an update on a potential name change for the Washington Redskins. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
It looks like there's a front-runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins, which has been used since the 1930s. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big-name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name.
According to ESPN, no matter what the name change is, they will stick to that burgundy and gold color scheme. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he can hardly wait to debate President Trump, and President Trump has said the same thing. This comes on the heels of some Democrats saying they'd like to see the debates happen only if certain conditions can be met, to which House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News,
It is only Democrats that are so fearful of their nominee that they literally write, do not debate, do not come out of the basement, do not talk, because you can't hold a rally because no one's going to show up. You have no ideas. And what you stood for the last 40 years, you have to change. That shows the strength. What I truly believe is what President Trump is talking about rebuilding, renewing, and restoring America. We've watched that more than 7.3 million jobs created in the last couple months. We've watched them being able to combat a virus from a foreign land that we didn't invite, and we're going to defeat it together. Those are the ideas of the vision of what we want for the next 4 years instead of hiding and actually pledging not to come out or not to talk. That's fearful of even having the job or fearful of knowing who this nominee is and what they stand for.
United Airlines says they have reached an agreement with the pilot union for allowing early retirement and voluntary furloughs. The tentative plan is similar to packages offered by Delta, American, and Southwest, will be passed on to union leaders for their signatures next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.